understated people I've met. In fact, it takes a while to get to know her. While you might get to know her on the surface, she is more likely to find out about you and then open up some pretty big opportunities in having a conversation. A higher sense for helping people. Amelia Maida extends her profound idealism into her business. Amelia Maida leads a purpose-driven life. She grew up in a family business, Hennepin Home Healthcare, a Medicare-certified home healthcare agency her parents founded in 1974. She was proud of how HHHC helped people continue to live in their homes by providing services such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, nursing, personal care assistance, and home help aid and homemaker services to the elderly, mentally ill, and disabled. A tragedy becomes a lesson. The family business was shaken when her father died when he was just 48. She watched as her mother took charge of HHHC. Losing her father at a young age impressed upon Amelia that life is short, and seeing her mother successfully run and grow the business showed her it was possible to be a CEO and a mother. Following her parents' example and paying attention to the angels she believes watch over her, Amelia Maida lives a life dedicated to serving others through her business. Amelia retained that sense of service when she took the reins of as CEO of HHHC, a place for sick kids. Amelia started her other business, Under the Weather, in 2004. While Amelia and her husband Mark were busy raising two young boys, they realized there were no structured environments to bring sick children to for care when parents needed to work. Under the Weather was born as a place to go when children need supervision but are not quite healthy enough to go to school or daycare. Having a secure place for parents to bring their sick children has many positive benefits. Because they can't go to work, parents don't need to use vacation days or worse, miss being paid, said Amelia. It also eliminates the strain placed on coworkers when someone has to call in sick, and it prevents germs from further being spread. Pay what you can, epiphany. By 2012, Amelia was helping people live better every day, but she still believed she could do more. I was at a point in my life where I was set, she says. I asked myself, what else is there? She received her answer later that year while attending the Women Presidents Organization's annual conference in New Orleans. She heard presenter Pavithra Mehra describe success with a pay-what-you-can model, and while Amelia didn't realize that at the moment, things were in motion. I couldn't sleep that night, says Amelia. It was as if the angels were just pecking and pecking at me to try this model. The ideas started flooding in, and I knew it was something I had to do. Upon returning home, Amelia shared the idea with her husband, asking him to hear her out before he said no. To her surprise, he liked the idea. At the same time, in the background, Amelia's sons had been watching a TV show with a New Orleans food truck that was selling a pay-what-you-can taco. I felt like, if this isn't a sign, I don't know what is, says Amelia. And that was the beginning. The pay-what-you-can model has been implemented at Under the Weather, and Amelia hears stories every day from families that they are helping. And now, a nonprofit. As if two businesses weren't enough, Amelia is now launching Sick Wisdom, a nonprofit offering education, resources, and consulting to families dealing with questions around elder care. We want to be the resource for people who don't know what to do in these situations, says Amelia. Sick Wisdom will work with both corporate and individual clients who will either pay a consulting fee or donate back to Sick Wisdom. The money donated will directly fund additional care for children and seniors through the Under the Weather and HHHC programs. This part is the give back for me, says Amelia. It's a good heart feel and cements the two businesses together. Amelia has dedicated her career to serving others and finding a higher purpose for her life. Whether she's helping elderly people stay in their homes, parents get to work by caring for their sick children, We're helping families navigate care options. Amelia feels she is guided by a higher power. I can't take 100% credit for it, she says. The alignment between the service and the business was always meant to be. I just had to pay attention to the signs. Quick facts about Amelia. Amelia is a big proponent of self-care. She gets a massage every month and a facial every 6 weeks. When she creates the space to eat well, exercise, and get enough sleep, Amelia finds that she is energized and can do 12 hours of work in just 6. Advice to her younger self, you're running a marathon, don't try to do everything at once. On delegation, I'm about working smarter, not harder, says Amelia. I do the things I'm best at and delegate the rest. Amelia recommends using the Essence Organic Skincare line. Thanks for listening. Please share this podcast and tune in for more. And remember, yes, it's an everyday word, but nothing happens without it. It's the favorite word of people who get things done. Yes opens the door to change, lets the light in, and gets the ball rolling. Every idea, invention, project, movement, or marriage would starve without it. Yes may lead to adventure, risk, or even trouble, but no leads nowhere. Say yes and see where it takes you.